top five at five.
Two bus and subway hikes planned by New York's governor and the MTA. New York City's issued a directive ordering emergency service personnel to bring people suffering severe mental health episodes for a medical evaluation. The U.S. Senate approves same-sex marriage protections. More backlash against third-time presidential hopeful Donald Trump. It's all over his dinner with Ye and a white supremacist. The U.S. beats Iran in the World Cup in Qatar, advancing to round 16 on Saturday. New York City commuters may be digging even deeper into their pockets and could face fare cuts as well. New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli warned a 79-cent hike is needed to recoup the MTA's pre-pandemic revenue levels, including service cuts. Ridership is hovering around just 60% of pre-pandemic levels, according to a new report from the comptroller's office. This comes 1 year after New York's Governor Hochul promised no new fare hikes.
We've done the numbers, and as a result of the money we'll be receiving from the president signing the bill today, I'll be witnessing this, we anticipate that there'll be no fare hikes for the MTA.
But a 4% fare hike is scheduled for next year and again in 2025. According to the MTA's most recent financial documents, officials would have to raise fares 19% to match pre-COVID revenues. The current subway and fare is $2.75, and under the comptroller's calculations, that price would jump to $3.54 by 2026. A new directive in New York City. City workers, police, fire, EMS, and health department employees now ordered to transport anybody having a psychiatric issue refusing voluntary assistance to the hospital for a medical evaluation. The announcement from New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
The previous plan was wait until they do something that endangers the life of themselves or others. We're saying no to that plan.
State law allows intervention when severe mental illness prevents an individual from meeting basic human needs. Police are receiving enhanced training for basic needs interventions. Their training, which began yesterday, includes engagement strategies to try before resorting to actual removal. The U.S. Senate, 61-36, passed bipartisan legislation Tuesday to protect same-sex marriages. Hundreds of thousands of same-sex couples have married since the U.S. Supreme Court's 2015 decision legalizing gay marriage. The bill ensures that same-sex and interracial marriages are enshrined under federal law. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Passing the bill is our chance to send to a message to Americans everywhere, no matter who you are, or who you love. You, too, deserve dignity and equal treatment under the law.
Democrats are moving quickly to try and get that bill through the U.S. House of Representatives and to President Biden's desk for his signature before Republicans take control of the U.S. House of Representatives in January. U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky joining in the chorus of criticism against former President Donald Trump. McConnell Tuesday reacting to Trump hosting Ye and white supremacist Nick Fuentes for dinner last week at Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club in Florida.
There is no room in the Republican Party for anti-Semitism or white supremacy. And anyone meeting with people advocating that point of view, in my judgment, are highly unlikely to ever be elected president of the United States.
Trump has claimed he didn't know who Fuentes was. McConnell didn't actually name Trump during his remarks yesterday, and McConnell also didn't respond to a question about supporting Trump if he wins the GOP nomination in 2024. The comments were McConnell's first about the dinner since Trump hosted Ye last week. After Tuesday's nail-biting 1-0 win over Iran in the World Cup in Qatar, the U.S. has now advanced to the round of 16. Next up, a match Saturday against the Netherlands. President Joe Biden commented on the win.
USA, USA. That's a big game, man. When I spoke to the coach and the players, I said, you can do this. They went, they did it. God love them.
Well, Tuesday's match was a win or go home for the USA. Christian Pulisic scored the winning goal using his full body. He was taken to a hospital for an abdominal injury. He was released, but it's not known if he will play on Saturday against that matchup against the Netherlands. Under current manager Luis van Gaal, like the U.S., the Netherlands did not qualify for the 2018 World Cup and was left reeling by a round of 16 elimination last summer at the Euros.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.